Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Yeah, we had such a good time. How many people came to team night last night? Woo! That was so good. If you missed team night and you serve on one of our teams, you need to come next time. We had so much fun and had some awesome words shared and a great time of prayer together, as well as all of the games and food, which there was a lot of food, so it was good food. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you just touch our hearts today. You know exactly where we are on our faith journey, on our spiritual walk. And I pray that you would just speak to us something that will help us, cause us to be more successful in the life and in the purpose that you've called us to. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
amen.
Amen. I'm delighted to have my wife up here with me on the stage today. I don't know who saw the new Dune. I haven't seen it yet, but they're the same. They use the same quote in the new Dune as the old Dune, which is, fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. And I just thought about what we're talking about this month, about being fearless and how God has called us to be more than conquerors in whatever circumstance that we find ourselves in. And even when the world is chaotic, and even when everyone else is scrambling around wondering, what am I going to do? The people of God are supposed to stand up and say, we have a hope. Right. We have a future. We have the word of God. So I want to encourage you today that even as we see the devil using fear against people in many different ways, fear over health, fear over money, fear over relationships, fear about the future, and constantly using fear, God has an answer to fear, and it's called faith. Look at somebody and say, faith. Amen. So we're talking about fearless, and today I want to talk to you about four reasons not to fear. Look at somebody and say, four reasons.
Four reasons.
Not to fear.
Not to fear.
So we're going to talk about this today, but I love that fear is the mind killer. Fear is a purpose killer. Fear is a destiny thief. So four reasons that we should not fear. Number one, I don't fear because he is with me. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. So I'm not afraid today because I know that God is with me. When I go into whatever circumstance that I go into, I know that God is with me. I go on the job, God's with me. I go over here into this neighborhood, I know God is with me. Just like if I knew I was going into a bad neighborhood, I would take Samal, I would take some of the guys, I'd take Kennard, I'd take James with me, and I wouldn't be afraid because who is with me? We have the greatest force, we have the greatest power in the universe that is with us. And God is saying, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. And so one of the reasons we're not afraid today is because we know that God is with me. Everywhere I go, God is with me. Whatever challenges I face in this life, no matter what my week looks like, no matter what things that I'm going through at work, God is with me. And so it brings a different confidence. It changes your perspective on life when you realize who is with you. Now I look at life a different way. I look at circumstances. I look at challenges. I look at problems a different way because I'm not walking into that problem alone. I'm walking into that problem with God. So I'm not afraid today because God is with me.
We've been talking about being fearless. I was sharing with some of the group last night is we've just felt so compelled to encourage people because we're living in times where fear is just everywhere. And it's an indicator of where we are. I think whenever we face something or we see something that's kind of going on and on, it's important for us to assess, like, why is this happening? Why am I feeling this way? Why is this so big? You know, whatever we focus on becomes bigger in our lives, right? So if it's an indicator of something that we're missing, I think, in particular, fear is an indicator of a lack of identity, of who we are in Christ, because if we know who we are in Christ, if we know that we're his children, if we know his word that says that he doesn't leave us or forsake us, we're able to put a stop, you know, to these feelings that we face, because they're real feelings. It's important to remember, we've been talking about, it's not the absence, like we've never, like we'll never be challenged in this area, but it's being able to identify it and say, you know what, no, I'm not going to allow this to get magnified in my life. I'm not going to allow this to become bigger. And it's all about identifying and also stopping it right in its tracks. I know as a child, I don't share this part of my testimony often, but I think it would be appropriate for this subject. I struggled with fear a lot, like a lot. It didn't even make any sense. Like you know, some kids are afraid of the dark. I wasn't afraid of the dark, but I would just get these bouts of like sudden fear, like so bad that it would just cripple me almost, because I was afraid and I couldn't tell you what I was afraid of. And it was just so demonic, so bad. And I thank God for a godly mother and father who would just really guide me along the way. And they didn't try to be my savior, you know, like they would lead me to God and say, okay, you need to read these scriptures. They put worship music on or whatever. And I just really, that's how I found my way out of that, my deliverance out of that, is pressing into God and saying, you know what, I know who I am. These are the scriptures that continue to enforce who I am in him. So if this is something that you struggle with, remember, your identity is in Christ. Whatever you're up against, it's no challenge for what God can do in your life.
Amen. So I'm not fearing because I know that God is with me. And it's got to be more than just a statement or just being religious, but it's saying, like, I really have had the revelation that I know that whatever storm I'm in, that God is actually in the boat with me. Jesus in the boat with me. So that's number one. Number two is, I don't fear because I pray or I communicate. Philippians 4:6-7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. And his peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Now, there's all things that can come at you in the course of your life, all kinds of challenges that this life can bring. And it's easy to get concerned or overwhelmed or even become fearful about situations. But in this passage, Paul is just encouraging us, instead of fearing about things, instead of worrying about things, instead of being anxious about things, instead, pray about all those things. As things come up in your day, as things come up in your life, whatever this season brings you, pray about those things. And what happens is, when we begin to pray, or let me use a different word, communicate with God, things begin to look a lot different. You know, one of the things that prayer is, it's how we communicate with God. So it's a conversation that we have with God. And the more connected we are, the more we communicate with God, the more it gives us peace. Now, instead of worrying about tomorrow, I have peace about what tomorrow is. Why? Because I've communicated with God. And a lot of times when we go through times and we have these fears that begin to creep up in our life, it's because we haven't been communicating with God the way we need to communicate. Because the more we communicate with our Heavenly Father, the more that we communicate with the one that's with us, and we communicate with the one that's the source of all life and protection, guess what? Now the fear begins to vanish. So don't let anything that you're going through cause you to be anxious and afraid. Instead, Paul tells us to communicate. Communicate with God whatever you're going through. And when we communicate through whatever we go through, instead of worrying, we communicate. So part of prayer is actually that, and it's laying all your cards on the table. God, this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm worried about. This is what I'm concerned with. This is what I need help with. And this is an open communication, and there's power in communication. That's why a lot of times I like to say a praying Christian is a powerful Christian, but a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. So that means the less you communicate with God, the less power that you have in your life, the less power that you have to move things, the less wisdom that you have and strategy to know how to move and operate in difficult times and circumstances. So the more I build up my times of communication, or I could say my prayer life, the more I build up these times of communication with God and keep an open line of communication with Him, the stronger that I become and the more capable I become to be able to navigate times of fear and uncertainty and chaos, because I know who's with me and I'm communicating with. It doesn't matter if God is with you if you're not communicating with Him, because He can't communicate His peace, He can't communicate His love back to you if you're not in that, you don't have those lines of communication open. So this is why prayer is so important. I'm not afraid because I'm in constant communication with God. The Apostle Paul actually encourages us. He says, pray without ceasing. So what does that mean to pray without ceasing? That means keep the communication lines open with God. That means, hey, during the day, keep the communication lines open. During your week, keep your communication lines open. Have an awareness to God. Be alert, right? And so when I think about that, to be in a constant state of, hey, if God wants to contact me, I'm ready to receive His call. And I understand that He's always there and He's always available. When I need to communicate, I can communicate. And so that gives me great confidence. It gives me great boldness as I move into my day and even move into challenging situations, because I know I can just pick up the phone and I can call God. I can communicate with Him. So I'm not afraid because of that.
Right. And I know a lot of us have heard the scripture, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. And I think sometimes that becomes familiar to us. But this is such a strong and foundational point for our faith, because if we go seeking other things first, you know, He's our source. When we get distracted or we start putting our faith in other things before Him, it's destructive. It doesn't work. And it's a revealer, again, like I was saying, indicator. When we are full of fear for something, it's an indicator of our lack of trust for God. When we spend time with Him, when we talk to Him, and when we listen, after we bring our petition, after we bring our prayer and say, God, I need your help with this, and we listen, He speaks to us. He speaks to us through His word. He speaks to us sometimes, you know, in your heart or in your mind with a thought. And I was reminded of this scripture, which I'm going to share with you. It's found in 2 Chronicles 16:12, and it's talking about the king of Judah. His name is Asa. I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa developed a serious foot disease. Yet even with the severity of his disease, he did not seek the Lord's help, but turned only to his physicians. I remember the very first time I read that, and I was like, whoa. Because it shows how disappointed God was with somebody being so full of fear that they turn to somebody else before they turn to Him. And I think it's so easy for us to sometimes get caught up in the natural, and we start looking at things in the natural before we begin to pray and say, God, you know, I need your help in this. You know, I need your healing. I need this. And so I share that to say that we should always seek Him first, seek Him out first. And that's an example in the physical with healing, but it can apply to many other things. And another thing I thought was interesting about that is feet in the word can symbolize like choices, your path, right? Proverbs 4:26-27, give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. So when I looked at that scripture, I said, man, you know, like our choices, our life choices are so important. We have to give careful thought to that and make sure that we always seek God in everything that we do.
Yeah. And to really communicate with God, you have to focus. Now, you can have a religious prayer and not actually focus on God, but actually have a dialogue with God to communicate with God. You've got to be focused. And the Bible says he will keep in perfect peace those that keep their minds stayed on him. So if my mind is here on God and I'm communicating with God, I'm going to enter into such a place of peace, no matter what the world looks like, no matter what challenges I'm facing, no matter what fear is prevalent in our society, I'm going to be right in this perfect zone of peace when I'm in communication. So it takes the fear out. Now, the third reason why I don't fear is I don't fear because of who God is. Now, this is important because the first one is God is with me. I'm not afraid because God is with me. I'm not afraid because I communicate, right, with God. The third thing is I don't fear because of who God is. Psalm 27:1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Now, this is key right here. It says, "Whom shall I fear?" I don't fear because he's my light and he's my salvation. So in the midst of dark times, guess what? He is our saving grace. He is our Savior. And so it says, why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress. He's protecting me from danger. So this whole theme that God is a Savior, he's someone that saves, he's a fortress, he's a strong tower, he's a place that you can find security. So this is another reason I don't fear. The more that I grow in understanding of who God is, the less I fear. I fear less when I understand him more. I understand his nature. I understand how powerful he is, and it causes me not to fear. When I realize that part of his nature is the God of salvation. Do we really get that? That's one of his names? That's part of his nature is the God of salvation. It causes me to fear less. His nature is to save. His desire is to save. His track record is to save. He truly is the God of salvation. So that begins to put me in that place of peace. And I realize that I'm in relationship with a God whose very nature is to save. So it puts me in a totally different frame of thinking when I realize this relationship that I got with God, his very nature and track record is to save his people. To step in from the very beginning, all the way back to Egypt, all the way back to Abraham, all the way back to Isaac. His methodology, his way is to save. And so we're in a relationship with that kind of God. And he takes pleasure in saving those whom he loves. So he enjoys coming through for his sons and daughters. When we got our back up against the wall, when we got our back up against the proverbial Red Sea, that's when God says, man, I delight in stepping in and causing something miraculous to happen on your behalf. That's what kind of God is. He loves making miracles happen for his sons and daughters. And that's how he is. That's part of his nature. One of God's responses to our love for him is his salvation for us. And it's not just a one-time thing. It's not just Jesus on the cross. He loves to come through for us in the details, in the small things, in the medium things, in all different sizes of things. He delights in coming through for his people. He loves to reward, right? He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So this is part of who he is. As we're seeking him, he finds pleasure in coming through for us. So he comes through for us in all kinds of ways. It could be a relational thing. It could be a financial thing. It could be a health thing. But God is a God of salvation.
I think there's something about when we spend more time, just like that scripture says, he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When we spend more time with him, when we spend more time in his word, when we spend more time reflecting on God's goodness, you know, that's one of the reasons that every worship song we do here, it's always with the intention, let's exalt God bigger than everything else that we're facing. Because when we do that, we are able to put the other things in their place. You know, these things that the enemy throws at us, he tries to make them bigger so it gets us off track. It gets us off our mind, our track of thinking of like, God is so great. And, you know, I think we have to get to a place where we have such a revelation of who God is. We have such a revelation of what he can do for us. I know there's been moments in our walk, you know, when we face things, well, when we had our challenge with Esperanza when she was born, when I had the year that I'd say the year from hell. But I mean, it was just attack after attack after attack on my body, and it didn't make any sense. I'm healthy. My parents are healthy. You know, it was very random, but it was a direct attack on my body. And we can have faith for things, but when you're tested in an area, it reveals where your faith, it really is. You know what I'm saying? And I remember growing up in a household where we had faith for finances. We saw God come through in that specific area. And so for me, the sky was the limit. I'm like, I got faith for finances for days. But like with health, I believe that God could do anything. I didn't think in terms of limitation, but when that challenge came at my doorstep, knocking on the door, I remember I was like, whoa, what is this? And my faith was truly tested in that area. And I said, God, I need your help. I remember just praying and crying out to him and wondering, like, what was the next step? And there came a point through me praying, through me just getting around people that were like-minded about faith and about healing, about what God could do, even when I was feeling low, to where something shifted. And my understanding of who God is, I believe, changed a lot of what was going on within me and my faith perspective to where it began to change my reality. And so I think that is huge. When you are facing fear in a specific area, say, God, give me a higher revelation on this. Because when we get that higher revelation, I can't tell you like this is the formula, but I can tell you when your faith aligns with God's word, things begin to shift. It just happens. And so seeing things like change in front of me, I was so thankful. But it moved from, because, you know, sometimes we have these seasons where we feel like we need a pep talk and we need somebody to remind us. But there's a point at which it comes to you just understanding and knowing it, that you know that no one can convince you otherwise. And that's when you really see things shift in your life.
So I don't fear. Number four, I don't fear because I know God has plans. Yes. This is something that gives me great confidence. I know that God has plans. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. I love this. I don't fear because I know that God has a plan. He has a plan for his people. He's got a plan for me personally. He's got a plan for my family. He's got a plan for our nation. I don't fear because I know that God has plans, plural, not just one good plan. He's got lots of good plans, and they're all working in my favor. So whatever is going on, whatever test, whatever trial, whatever circumstance I'm going through, I remember that God has a plan, and it causes me to fear less. I know God has a plan for me. I know God has a purpose in everything that he's doing, and even in the things that he allows to happen. So sometimes, like Joseph, we can go through situations. I feel like I'm overwhelmed. I feel like I'm being held captive by this situation, right? He was a slave. He was a prisoner. But yet God was setting him up. The things that happened to him, God allowed to happen to him so that he could become all that God had called him to be. And in the end, he was satisfied, right? God added back to him. God blessed him beyond his wildest dreams because he allowed God to take him through a process. We have to allow God to take us through whatever process that we need to go through so that we can be to the level that God has called us to be at. So I'm not fearing when I go through circumstances. I say, wow, maybe this is just part of how God is allowing this in my life so that I can grow stronger, so that I can be educated, so I can get prepared, so I can get ready for all that God has for me. So I'm not fearing because I know God has plans. There's a purpose for everything. And his plan isn't to harm me, right? It's to give me a hope and a future. So I know that whatever it is, God's plan is not to harm me. God is not going to harm you. God is not going to harm your family. And even if the enemy tries to do something, the Word of God said he's going to turn it around for your favor. He's going to turn it around into a blessing. So I'm not standing here saying that negative things or harmful things might not happen, but God didn't do it. I don't like it when people try to attribute to God something terrible. That's not within the nature of God. So when we understand God's nature, I understand his plan is not to harm me. But if the enemy steps in and he does things, God's still going to turn that around for my good. And so God's plan for us is to give us a hope and a future. Man, let me tell you something. The greatest hope that we have is Christ Jesus. And man, that thing is revealing that it's not just Jesus, but it's everything that Jesus brings with him. He is the hope. That man, let me tell you something. It's not a temporal hope. It's an everlasting hope. It's not a hope just for today. It's a hope for tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. And so I realize I have a hope and a future. It's not a temporal thing. It's an eternal thing. It's not just a one-time thing, not just a one-time blessing. We have a hope and a future.
I love that about the kingdom of God is there's always room for something great to happen. You know, if we could just shift our attention and say, man, just like Jesus, for the joy set before us, you know, we can endure whatever. I love how Paul said, you know, I'm pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. No matter what we face, there's always an out. No matter what we face, God is faithful to walk us through, and there's something greater on the other end. I can't tell you that I would want to go through some of the stuff that we went through again. But I am so thankful for what was produced in those moments, in the valley, in the crushing. You know how they say that there's so much crushing that has to happen in olives for there to be the oil. The anointing and the things that God produces in us through trial is something that is priceless. And it's something so beautiful. So I think let's just, if we could take anything away, say we don't have to fear because God is with us and God is walking us through and setting us up on higher ground for greater things.
I love what you said right there. I love what you said right there because so no matter what I go through, if I'm going through it with the perspective of God is with me and God has a plan, that means that either God did it and God's going to bring me through it, or God allowed it, but he's going to turn it around for my good. So whatever it is, I'm not going to let fear consume me because I know that God is with me. When I'm confronted with fears, how do I respond? I respond in faith. Somebody say faith real loud.
Faith.
I respond to fears in my life with faith. I know God is with me. I know I can communicate with God, and I stay in constant communication. I know who he is, what his nature is, and I know he has a plan for me. So anytime I'm confronted with that fear, I have to remind myself of that. I remind myself who he is, that I'm in communication with him, of who he is, and what his plan for me. So the more I realize those four things, the more fear has no place in my life. So we can walk in the confidence today. We can walk in a boldness today, knowing the God that we serve, knowing that God is with us, knowing that we're in communication with him. I want you to bow your heads for a second, and I want us just to think about this awesome God, this amazing God, that no matter what we're going through right now, we've gone through in the past, we will go through in the future, God is greater than our struggles. And God is able to bring us through. He's with us. His desire is to save. And his good pleasure is to bless us. So God, I thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's here. God, every son, every daughter, every person that loves you, every person that's seeking you out. God, I thank you, Lord, that they would find, God, such peace in the fact that you are a God that loves us, that loves to save us, that delights in rescuing and empowering and equipping and uplifting. And God, that's just who you are. And so your desire is not for us to be living in fear or on the retreat, but God, for us to be moving forward with a spirit of faith and a spirit of confidence, God, that the righteous will be as bold as lions. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would give us such a confidence in this season that other people would look at us and say, wow, look at what God has done. Wow, look at what God is doing. And that our very strength and faith would be a testimony to others. God, we thank you for that. And maybe as we're praying today, you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with my relationship with Jesus. Whether it's I just kind of have drifted off and I don't have it, my relationship where it needs to be. Or you say, maybe I never had a strong relationship with Jesus and I need that. Let me tell you something. God doesn't want you to leave out of here without the confidence that you're where you need to be with Christ. And it all starts with Christ. Confidence starts with Christ. Faith starts with Christ. The boldness starts with Christ. If you got Christ, you got everything that you need. So if you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I'm where I need to be with Christ, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are today. Most important thing that you could do today is, hey, amen, amen, amen. I see those hands. If you're not where you need to be, this is the most important decision. If you slipped your hand up, I want you to pray this prayer with me today. And we'll just say this together. Everybody, you can say this with us. Jesus, thank you for your love, for your confidence, for your boldness. God, help me. I need you. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for giving up your life so I could have a better life. Thank you for giving up your life so I could be confident in my relationship with God. So my relationship with God could be restored. Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins, my shortcomings, my failures, the times I did it my way, the times I was selfish. I'm sorry for all of it. Jesus, give me a new start. Jesus, give me a new start today. And walk with me. Help me walk like you walk. Help me live like you live. Let my life be a reflection of you. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today. He gives us confidence. He gives us strength to be who we need to be. And let me tell you something. When we walk with God, we can be confident knowing that we are undefeated. Come on, let's give God the praise today.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.